This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, December 11th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger.
The Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Whereas
that is Eleanor Roosevelt reading the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, adopted by the United Nations on December 10, 1948. Ms. Roosevelt was the chair of the UN Commission that drafted the Declaration. Amongst the human rights proclaimed as universal by the UN are employment, pay equity, union membership, time off work, free education, and respect for the work of artists.
Article 23.1. Everyone has the right to work, to free choice of employment, to just and favourable conditions of work, and to protection against unemployment. 2. Everyone, without any discrimination, has the right to equal pay for equal work. 3. Everyone who works has the right to just and favourable remuneration, ensuring for himself and his family an existence worthy of human dignity, and supplemented, if necessary, by other means of social protection. 4. Everyone has the right to form and to join trade unions for the protection of his interests. Article 24. Everyone has the right to rest and leisure, including reasonable limitations of working hours and periodic holidays with pay. Article 25.1. Everyone has the right to a standard of living adequate for the health and well-being of himself and of his family, including food, clothing, housing and medical care and necessary social services, and the right to security in the event of unemployment, sickness, disability, widowhood, old age, or other lack of livelihood in circumstances beyond his control. Everyone has the right to education. Education shall be free, at least in the elementary and fundamental stages. Elementary education shall be compulsory. Technical and professional education shall be made generally available, and higher education shall be equally accessible to all on the basis of merit. 2. Education shall be directed to the full development of the human personality and to the strengthening of respect for human rights and fundamental freedoms. It shall promote understanding, tolerance, and friendship among all nations, racial or religious groups, and shall further the activities of the United Nations for the maintenance of peace. Article 27.1. Everyone has the right freely to participate in the cultural life of the community, to enjoy the arts, and to share in scientific advancement and its benefits. 2. Everyone has the right to the protection of the moral and material interests resulting from any scientific, literary, or artistic production of which he is the author. Article 28. Everyone is entitled to a social and international order in which the rights and freedoms set forth in this declaration can be fully realized.
This week, India is our hotspot for union activity. Here with his report is Labour Star correspondent Derek Blackadder.
Our hotspot this week is India. A strike by public sector nurses in India was broken last week after the courts threatened to jail union members participating in the strike. A state Supreme Court justice told the nurses to quit their jobs and work elsewhere if they were unhappy with their wages. Also last week, a British university study found that 48,000 workplace deaths can be confirmed in India each year. Many others go unreported, and even this total does not include the victims of occupational disease. 280 factory workers have been occupying their workplace since the 21st of November in an effort to force their employer to recognize their union. This is a common union tactic in a country where labor rights exist but are not actively enforced. And finally, a state government has ordered the dismissal of 80,000 striking healthcare workers, throwing the state's medical system into disarray. The issue in the strike? The regularization of contract workers. Regularization is a common cause of strike action in India, where there are two classes of workers, regular and contractual. Regular workers have many more rights and entitlements than do day or casual workers under Indian labor law. This is Derek Blackadder from Labor Start, reporting for Radio Labor.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.